Welcome to the Educational Leadership Moment, where you'll gain valuable insights on research-based and experientially learned educational leadership principles and best practices that promote student success. I'm Dr. Kim Moore, your host. With my extensive experience as a classroom teacher, school administrator, and central office staff member, I'm dedicated to sharing effective strategies to ensure student achievement. So, grab your favorite beverage, a pen or a pencil, and a notepad, and get ready to take notes. And if you find this moment valuable, and I am confident that you will, please like, subscribe, and share with your colleagues, friends, and family. Thank you for joining me on the Educational Leadership Moment. Now, get ready to take your educational leadership to the next level. And remember, when students are led well, they learn well. Hello, leader. I'm your leadership guide, Dr. Kim Moore. Welcome to the Moore Leadership Moment. This week, I have a very important question for you. Now, if you don't know the answer to this question, you should spend some serious time in reflection. So here's the question. Do you know your why? Have you ever stopped to think about why you do what you do? As a leader, you will have good days and not so good days. When the not so good days occur, it will be extremely important to understand your why. Recently, I was reminded of my why. Let me share the story with you. 5 years ago, I met a young lady who entered my high school as a freshman. Now, I would love to tell you we hit it off immediately. However, that would not be true. The truth is, this student could not stand the sight of me. During our first encounter, the student's dislike for me was very evident. You see, she had come to school late, and I had stopped her to discuss why was she late. When I asked her name, she used several inappropriate words to tell me how much she disliked me. Needless to say, our relationship got off on the wrong foot. Over the next 4 years, every encounter with this young lady was less than pleasant. In fact, she would go out of her way to either avoid or try to upset me. No matter what she did, I would always address her in a professional manner, which made her more upset. At the end of her fourth year, she transferred to another school. Now, I have to tell you that when she transferred, I had mixed emotions. Part of me was relieved because I would not have to deal with this young lady. However, another part of me was disappointed because I felt like I failed this student. After the student transferred, I spoke with her new principal to find out how she was doing. When I asked him how she was doing, he shook his head and took a deep breath. As I listened to him, I remembered my first encounter with the student. Well, as the year came to a close, I was sitting in my office when someone knocked on my window. That's right, you guessed it. It was my former student. As I opened the door for her, the student grabbed me and gave me a big hug. She was so excited to see me. As we stood in the office talking, she told me I was her favorite principal. Well, based on our previous encounters, I was completely surprised by her statement. When I reminded her of our first encounter, she just laughed. When I finished reminding her of all of our encounters, she smiled and told me how much she appreciated me. She told me, "Dr. Moore, I knew that you never gave up on me." The student apologized for her behavior and invited me to her graduation. During the student's graduation, as I watched her walk across the stage, I was reminded of my why. The joy on her face made the journey worthwhile. After the ceremony, she hugged and thanked me. Driving home that day, I was reminded of a quote by Simon Sinek. Simon says, "Fulfillment comes when we live our lives on purpose." To expand your influence as a leader, you must understand your why. Why? Because understanding your why is key to your success. When you know your why, it will serve as fuel for your what and how. Do you know your why? Thank you for viewing the Moore Leadership Moment. I'm your leadership guide, Dr. Kim Moore. Have a blessed day.
Thank you for tuning in to this educational leadership moment. If you enjoyed listening, subscribe to my moments on your favorite platform to receive notifications when we release new moments. Also, don't forget to check out our past moments, which are available for free on all major platforms. In these timeless episodes, we cover a range of topics related to educational leadership that are just as relevant today as when they were first released. To learn more about improving student success, please visit my website at kimdmoore.com. There are resources and information for you, your team, and your organization. I'm Dr. Kim Moore, your educational leadership guide, and I believe that when students are led well, they learn well. Have a blessed day.